This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama hasn't elected a Democrat to the governor's office since 1998, but the party is hoping a surge of enthusiasm will propel Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox to that office in the fall. Maddox won yesterday's Democratic primary without a runoff, despite a crowded field. We'll talk about that and other races from yesterday's primary with Zach McCrary. He's a Democratic pollster and joins us now. Good morning, Zach.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Well, Maddox won without a runoff, convincingly. He wasn't particularly close with the second-place finisher, former Alabama Chief Justice Sue Bell Cobb. What does that say to you about Maddox's campaign and position?
Yeah, I think that was an incredibly impressive performance for Mayor Maddox. You know, here is a guy running his first statewide race, has never run for office outside of the city of Tuscaloosa. Maddox took, you know, well over 50% of the vote. Maddox took roughly the same share of the electorate, the same share of the Democratic primary, as Kay Ivey took among the Republicans. So Maddox, running his first statewide race, performed just as well as the incumbent governor, Kay Ivey, who's been running for statewide office for roughly 40 years at this point. So, you know, an incredibly impressive performance by Maddox. It spans, you know, that spans the state, that really bridged the divisions of the Democratic Party, and I think shows the real energy and really tapping into a wellspring of energy and enthusiasm that is critical to put this race in play.
Well, Kay Ivey, as you mentioned, did win without a runoff, but she also ran a not particularly aggressive campaign. Her opponents criticized her for not debating, but that wasn't enough for them to force her into a runoff. What does Maddox need to do if he hopes to win in an already conservative state with a solid showing by the incumbent governor?
Maddox is a really good fit for this moment in time. We saw even on the Republican side, every Republican candidate virtually was branding himself, herself, an outsider. Maddox is a legitimate outsider at a time when Montgomery is not working. Montgomery has the stench of corruption about it from Robert Bentley. Of course, Kay Ivey served as Robert Bentley's lieutenant governor. Again, Kay Ivey has been running for statewide office in Alabama for 40 years. Kay Ivey is Montgomery. Kay Ivey is that Montgomery insider that voters, Republicans, independents, Democrats are looking for some fresh blood, looking for a change. And I think Maddox is that right candidate, the outsider, the problem solver. Really, the contrast couldn't be sharper between new ideas, new leadership, new energy, and Kay Ivey, who is what is wrong with Montgomery.
I'll turn to the Attorney General's race. On the Democratic side, you have Joseph Siegelman, the son of former Governor Don Siegelman. He defeated Birmingham Attorney Chris Christie. Is there anything notable to take away from this race?
No, I mean, I think it's always interesting when you see the next generation. And again, I think when you see whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's Doug Jones, voters are looking for fresh faces, for new faces. And I think that Joseph Siegelman ran an impressive race, is a player on the statewide scene now. You contrast that to Troy King, who has already been ousted from as Attorney General once over, and Steve Marshall, who, again, got his job by cutting a deal with disgraced Governor Robert Bentley, the same type of deal that torpedoed Luther Strange's Senate career. So whether it's Steve Marshall, whether it's Troy King, I think Siegelman actually provides a really good contrast of a fresh face versus, again, Marshall or King as these insiders who have a lot of ethical baggage. And I think that could be a real sleeper.
And those two names, by the way, are the Republicans that are in the Republican runoff for Attorney General. Just a moment or so left, but I do want to turn to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court race. There was only one candidate on the Democratic side, Jefferson County Judge Bob Vance. But he'll go up against Associate Justice Tom Parker, a staunch social conservative, a close ally of Roy Moore. Will this race be different in the fall, given those ties to Moore?
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of the most important races that we have on the ballot in Alabama. We saw in the Senate race that Alabamians were ready to turn the page on Roy Moore. Tom Parker, the Republican nominee, is really Roy Moore on steroids. He really represents a threat to the state's image, is absolutely the wrong fit for an Alabama moving forward compared to Judge Bob Vance, a circuit judge, well-respected judge in Jefferson County, who almost beat Roy Moore the last time this race was up in 2012. So I actually think this may be the best opportunity for Democrats to break through at the statewide level, because it's such a clear contrast of a respected, independent-minded judge in Bob Vance versus Tom Parker, who is absolutely what's wrong with our court system and would only seek to embarrass the state at every turn. That is really
Zach
one
McCrary.
That you should keep an eye on.
Zach McCrary is a Democratic pollster. Zach, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much.